in favor of same-sex marriage. All of these things are not the cause of our decadence. They're a reflection of it. As I said in my remarks, we worship the golden calf of the Dow Jones Industrials. In Dow we trust, not in God. Too many conservative Christian marriages are breaking up. So if they can't impose morality on themselves, how do they expect to impose it on the rest of the country? But if you read the scriptures, as I do, in both testaments, all of these things are forecast in prophecies in the book of Daniel and what Jesus and Paul said. So I'm not worried about it. I say everything is right on schedule. I'm trying to shore up my own family first, and hopefully that will be an example to other people.
When you say right on schedule, gay marriage on some level was prophesied, and there will be some further outcome or response to it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at what not only Jesus said, but Paul the Apostle, about what things were going to be like in the end times, people will be lovers of lies rather than the truth. They will elevate things that are called abominations in Scripture to normality. This is hard to understand for people who don't believe in Scripture and haven't been transformed by the renewing of their minds. But it's all there for people who read it. It's all coming true. All of the prophecies up to the final ones have come true, and that's why I say everything is right on schedule.